Hi, I'm Megan Baker, and this is Influence Her, produced by Baker Public Relations. Dr. Priya Winston works every day to break down barriers for youth and young adults with autism and other learning differences. She is the Director of Clinical and Curriculum Supports at Transitions. We welcome you to Influence Her, Priya.
Thank you, Megan, so much for having me today.
Absolutely. At the age of 14, you were diagnosed with the genetic disorder Turner syndrome, as well as a learning difference. First, what is Turner syndrome?
So Turner syndrome is a genetic condition that can occur in people assigned female at birth. So typically you have two X chromosomes with Turner syndrome. One is missing completely or partially. And this could mean many different things for each person. And that's why it's a syndrome. So in my case, it meant having a learning disability. And there's also different physical health conditions that can come of it. So it's different for each person.
The diagnosis wasn't great for you, but fortunately, you have an extremely supportive mom, Shaloni Winston, who helped you throughout this journey.
Absolutely.
What were those teenager years like for you early on?
Yes. So growing up in the early 2000s, I'm from Fulton County, New York, raised by a single mom who's an immigrant to this country from India. So my experience was kind of unique in many ways. I was very used to feeling different. I was fortunate that it never really bothered me too much. I always had an interest in learning about different people from different cultures, all walks of life, all different types of experiences, because I think that it just helped me to be okay with being different from people around me. And you'd never believe. So at age 14, I was assigned a science project. And if you've ever done this in school, this is the early 2000s, you're assigned to take care of an egg. And in this particular project, this egg happened to have Turner syndrome. So the assignment was to research this. I'm reading about it. This was the early days of the internet. I'm reading about it and I'm thinking, my gosh, that sounds so much like me. And at that time, you have to be careful because, you know, you read information on the internet. It's easy to self-diagnose or be incorrect, but I just kept reading. And then I insisted that my mother did. And both of us, I think, just got this inclination that there's a possibility I have Turner syndrome. And sure enough, with a blood test that confirmed it, I do, in fact, have it.
That is remarkable. So fast forward to most recently, you graduated from the University of Albany with a PhD. Did you ever think for a moment that you would get this far?
Never in my life would I imagine that I would complete a PhD, let alone go to college or go to graduate school, because I was told that a lot of that, also working, driving, I was told that a lot of that would not be possible for me by people that were considered experts at the time. But I was fortunate, again, as you said, I had a phenomenal mother who saw different things in me, and I had other people in my life as well who saw different things in me and encouraged me to go after my goals and now, after completing my PhD, I've been able to do some things that I never thought mm-hmm. I would be able to do. I recently became a professor with Utica University in their Master's in Social Work program. I also started and became the founder of an online network organization called ENYA, Experts for Neurodiverse Young Adults. And it started with a LinkedIn group, and the group meets every few months, and the goal is to share information, resources, work together to make this world better for neurodiverse young adults, because they have so much to offer this world.
You have also published many articles in addition to your achievements.
I love writing and sharing the messages that I have to share.
Why is this so important for you to take your experience to really help others?
I think having gone through it myself definitely gives you a different perspective. And growing up, I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do with my life. I hadn't really made a complete decision. And now, having studied social work, which focuses so much not only on the individual, not only on the person's mind itself, but it focuses on all the factors that go into them being able to live a happy, thriving life. And in doing that, and the older I've gotten, the more I've come to realize, even after experiencing all of it, the accolades, the accomplishments, earning money, that stuff is not as important to me. Yes, it's great to be rewarded for what you do, and it's great to be able not to stress about mm-hmm. your finances, but for me, the word that just continues to keep coming to my mind is influence. I want to be able to share my story, my experience, and the skills that I've gained and the skills that I've learned, the knowledge I can offer, to really support someone through their journey that may be similar to what I went through. I've also seen it in my work with mm-hmm. with students. I've seen people who never thought they'd be able to do certain things in life. There was a young man who never thought he would be able to live on his own or get through work or college, and now he's almost done with his bachelor's degree from SUNY Albany. There's a young man who was from New York City, and his family was really worried about his safety, and they were really concerned about experiences with racism. He's an African American young man, and he's just thrived in his life. He's found a job, he lives on his own in Albany, and he's really happy as well. And the other story I thought I'd share is a young lady who's diagnosed with a TBI, a traumatic brain injury. She now has a healthy romantic relationship, a job, and something that always meant so much to me. So we do what's called capstone mm-hmm. presentations at the end of every year. And in hers, she's a graduate student now, so her capstone was for her graduate ceremony. And one of the questions was, who inspires you the most? And she said, well, Priya inspires me the most. And that to me just more than any accolade, degree, accomplishment, that is what I want. I want to just offer somebody hope and a possibility of a life that they want. I'm a person of faith, if you know me. I believe in God, and so I believe he orchestrates all that. And I think most people of every belief system, every faith, most people I think can agree that there is a greater force out there working all of those things outside of our control.
I love to hear the passion in your voice when you share those stories. And I want to talk about the great work that you're doing at Transitions too. As I mentioned, you're the Director of Clinical and Curriculum Supports there. Let's talk a little bit about the programs and the services, because truly Transitions helps to set youth and young adults on the path to be successful in college, career, and in life.
Absolutely. Transitions was started to support people with that next stage in life after high school. For people with autism, learning differences, ages 17 to 27, we support people with working in the workforce, going to college, and living on their own away from their family for the first time. We have locations in Albany, Mayfield, and Cobleskill, New York, where we also partner with colleges and universities in each of those areas. We do this by offering a curriculum. So we have classes where we teach people life skills. So independent living class, where you learn how to manage your money, how to cook, how to clean your home, how to be safe when you're alone or in the community. There's also social skills class, so how to have conversations, how to develop relationships, personal, professional, whatever it may be. There is also career class, so it starts with skills like resume writing, interviewing, and then it goes into really exploring your interests, and then we also offer students internships. There's also seeing my time, how to manage your schedule, prioritizing how you want to build your life based on your time. So if your goal is to work, then you're going to put that in your schedule. If your goal is to get your driver's license, you're going to build in time to your schedule to drive. So it's about the student, the person. Mm-hmm. It's about their life, their wishes. And then there's also health and wellness. So not only physical health, but mental health, because it's all interconnected. And then the last class we offer, which is something that I'm personally really passionate about, is leadership and advocacy. So how you ask for help in the workplace or college or in your personal life, how to understand your strengths and areas where you might need support with certain things, because we all need both, and then how to ask for accommodations. You know, we have students who've never thought about what it means to have autism or any type of disability. And it's a hard realization often, because you have to understand that your experience is not going to be like everybody else's or what society deems as normal. So you basically learn to embrace that and then accept that there are going to be certain tools you might need to accomplish your goals and to develop goals based on your strengths. You know, we don't subscribe to the you can do anything message. Mm-hmm. It's more about, can you work hard to overcome any obstacle? Absolutely. But let's work with you to develop goals based on your strengths. So we also offer extracurriculars like art, music, yoga. All of these things, everything we do is to teach skills, working together, how to manage stress and anxiety, socialization. And there's also activities that we do outside, again, to reinforce those skills. We also offer clinical and counseling services, which I oversee, and I oversee our staff that do a lot of that work as well.
Much of your research has focused on autism, mental health, and independent living. The statistics have shown that 39% of college students with autism graduate from college. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that needs to change.
Yes.
How will you work to help change that through transitions?
I think supporting people, giving them the tools and resources they need if college is their goal, whether it's we have this is the other piece of the transitions program. We have peer mentor staff. Mm. So the peer mentor staff are also current college students or college graduates. And they're all, most of them, in their 20s or early 30s. So young people that connect with the students. And some of the work that they do includes supporting people with assignments, work, just offering to say, hey, when is this assignment due? Or what grade did you get here? And little things like that can mean the difference between graduating or not for people. And like you said, I think that statistic is a shame, because I think there's so many bright young people that, and people of all ages with autism, learning differences, that is possible for them and that are so bright. I also think, you know, I think back to my experience with college. I'm happy to see that things are changing in regards to the landscape of colleges and universities as well. So I had the opportunity to do a training for Maria College mm-hmm. and Cobleskill University. So I see now that I think a lot of colleges and universities specifically are waking up to this and are taking an interest in really supporting people with neurodiversity. And it's refreshing to see. I also would love to see this with companies, mm-hmm. businesses, workplaces. I think some of it is happening. And I'd love to see the same thing happen, because people with autism and neurodiversity have so much to offer the workforce. The other piece of that is it's not just a favor to them. People with autism and other learning differences can be an asset to a college or university or to a workplace, a business, a company. And honestly, I don't think these places can afford to miss out on this community, this group of people.
Before we close, I'm going to ask you if you could offer one piece of advice to someone who has learning differences or autism. What would that be?
I would say it's okay. In fact, it's good to be different. It's okay to use tools or to accept help from other people. I would say that the life that you want, it may not look exactly like you picture in the future, but a life where you're happy and thriving is possible for you.
Dr. Priya Winston, it has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for joining us on Influence Her, and congratulations on all your achievements. And I know that you're very humbled, but keep doing what you're doing and the great work, and the sky's the limit.
Thank you so much again for having me.